Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 6th. As always, you can get the blog version of this podcast at amwager.com. Click on handicapping from the link, totally free every week. This podcast will include those races in the blog and a couple of bonus races. And we're going to start with one of those bonus races right off the bat, the second race at Gulfstream Park. It is a starter allowance at 7.5 furlongs on the grass with a post time of 12:35, but it is a key betting race because there's a horse in here opening at 12-1 that's very playable, and that is the 3 Wicked Boy. Wicked Boy broke his maiden when he dropped from maiden special weight to maiden claiming, which makes him eligible for the starter race. That was his first turf race, second start, October 26th. He won easily by 3, and then he ran in a straight allowance race at Gulfstream Park. Ran up second early and then faded to 11th. Well, the big change not only is the class drop, but the jockey changed to Jose Ortiz. And I think Wicked Boy getting a great pace can sit off the pace. Great post can sit off the pace and win here at a price. So we're going to take Wicked Boy in the second at Gulfstream, 12:35 Eastern. Going to play the 6 Coming In, the 7 Royal Holiday, and the 2 Flying Liberty. And the keys beside Wicked Boy and the exacta is Coming In. So the exacta play is going to be 3-6 over 2-3-6-7-8, throwing in Flying Liberty. 3-6 over 2-3-6-7-8, turning around 2-3-6-7-8 over the 3-6. Coming In broke his maiden 3 back at the 7.5 furlong trip at Gulfstream in October. Ran 8th in the stake, went over match, then ran 4th, only beaten a length. He fits well at the condition as well. Win bet on the 3, Wicked Boy. At about 4-1, win placed at 6-1. Consider a bet at Coming In at maybe 4-1 or better. 3-6 over 2-3-6-7-8. Turn it around. 2-3-6-7-8 over 3-6. Now moving on to the main play, starting with the 7th at Gulfstream, the Kitten's Joy. 7.5 on the grass. Post time 3:05. 7 Speed Franco is exactly that, a speedy horse. He's 2-for-2. Came from off the pace in his debut at a mile on the grass. 1 by 6. Fits on all counts in this 3-year-old's only stakes race, opening at 6-1, Jaramillo riding. 5-2 fair odds on the 7th Speed Franco. 8 Pony Up. 10-1 for Cathlon on Fletcher. Not going to ignore that. 2nd, 1st, and 2nd in 3 races. Finished 2nd, 6 lengths behind Speed Franco. If he's a little closer this time, he can reverse that. And certainly with Cathlon staying aboard, you got some value. Going to throw in the 5 Fast Boat and the 3 Power of Attorney, the 2 favorites, 5-2 and 7-2 respectively on the morning lines. They're both good, but no standouts. 7 Speed Franco, 5-2 or better for the win bet. 8 Pony Up, 2nd win bet, 3-1 or better. Exact the box, 7-8-5-3 Speed Franco, Pony Up, Power of Attorney, and Fast Boat. That's the 7th at Gulfstream, the Kitten's Joy, post time 3:05. Don't forget to check out the folks at Amwager, kind enough to sponsor the blog and the podcast. Great betting site, amwager.com. Moving on, the podcast, the 9th race at Gulfstream, the Ginger Brew. Post time 4:06, also 7.5 on the grass. Top picks, the 8, Andina Del Sur. Very big, very mature win. First time out, October 28th at Belmont at 6 furlongs on the turf, rallying from 6th, 5 back to win by 2. Showed the horse was already way ahead of her competitors in terms of maturity. Turned out to be a key race with a couple of horses coming back to win out of it. Rosario rides back, fits on all counts. 3, Closer Still, 4th, 1st, 3rd, 1st, and 4 races all on the Tapeda at Woodbine. No reason to think she won't transfer that form to the grass as a daughter of So You Think out of an Oasis Dream mare that's all turf all the time. Jose Lascano rides for Mark Cassie, an improving pattern of speed figures, definitely playable as well. 9, Delamar, the other main contender here, Castellano for Atfield at 8-1. Also on a nice pattern of improving figures. 2nd, 1st, 8th in the stakes. 2nd, 1st, all the races that weren't stakes. But that was the grade 1 to Talma. 3 very good workouts on the turf at Payson Park since coming down. So she's ready to run well. 8, Andina Del Sur, win bet at 2-1 or better. Consider a 2nd bet. Closer Still, 5-2 fair odds. 9, Delamar, 4-1. Going to throw in a bunch for the exacta. So we're going to play 3 over 6 for the exacta. 3-8-9, Closer Still, Andina Del Sur and Delamar. 3-8-9 over 2-3-5-6-8-9. 3-8-9 over 2-3-5-6-8-9. The 2 is Golden Orb. The 5 is The Way I Am. And the 6 is Malibu Saint. You can also play some doubles from the 9th at Gulfstream to the 10th coming up right now. The Mucho Macho Man. Post time 4:37. I think two horses stand out here. The 4, Bal Harbor, and the 8, Where She Told Me to Go. 4, Bal Harbor for Pletcher. Velasquez just won the identical Smooth Air Stakes at Gulfstream December 9th. Before that, the Sapling at Monmouth. So she's won at 2 turns at a mile and 1 turn mile. He has. Castellano gets off to ride Mask for Brown at 2-1, but Velasquez gets on, so I have no problem with this. 100 Echo Bay speed figure, best in the field, comes from off the pace, doesn't need a lead. 9-2 is very fair on Bal Harbor as the morning line. 8, Where She Told Me to Go. Also, a horse that's done very little wrong. 4-6, first or second. She was second beaten in the neck after leading in the Smooth Air to Bal Harbor. I think there should be a repeat of that race. She's run very well. She was fourth in the Lewis, and she won a stake at Delaware before that. She opens at 6-1. Dak Attack the 3, 6 Mask, both good horses, as in the last stakes, not standouts. Going to use him in exactas. Also going to use the 5 Santiamen for Sano, with Ortiz riding, coming off a pair of wins. 4 Bal Harbor, fair odds, 2-1 for the win bet. 8, Where She Told Me to Go, 5-2. Exacta, 4-8, over, 3-4-5-6-8. Turn it around, 3-4-5-6-8, over 4-8, maybe. I like the try as well here, 4-8, over, 3-4-5-6-8, over, 3-4-5-6-8. Switching coast to the West Coast, Santa Anita, race 5, the Sham Stakes, also the Equibase race of the week, but I want to cover it here for those that prefer to listen rather than read. 1-5-6, the contenders, My Boy Jack, Shiver Me Timbers, and McKinsey. My Boy Jack looks like he could post the upset here, opening at 12-1 for the DeSormo brothers, who just do fantastic. Horses run on turf, stakes winner, won the Zuma Beach. 7th beaten only 3 in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. By Creative Cause, the sire of Pavel and Twisted Tom, so I'm not worried about the horse handling dirt, and he's already proven stakes. He's a little bit slower than McKinsey, not much. His best figure, 102, McKinsey, 106 in the La Salle Futurity. Both those two-turn races. I'm ignoring McKinsey's debut, 7-furlong sprint. Just the rail, can't show him riding well. Everything's good for an upset here. 5, Shiver Me Timbers. He won nicely, beat Peace, who came back to win last time out at a 2-turn mile. He doesn't need the lead. Hollendorfer, always good with this type. And McKinsey will use because it's Baffert and because he ran well. He wasn't going to win the La Salle Futurity. Moved up via DQ. My Boy Jack, the 1, fair odds, 3-1. 5, Shiver Me Timbers, 3-1. 6, McKinsey using all your exotics. I'm not recommending any specific exactas and trifectas here because of the 3-5 shot who could hit the board. Moving on to the 7th at San Anita, the San Gabriel Stakes. Post time, 6:30 Eastern. Going to go with a price on top here. Editori, the 2, at 15-1. Don't know what got into this 6-year-old. He won a couple races in native Brazil, and then he was 0-7 in the U.S., but his last two were both great. A non-winner is a 2 allowance, and then the Berkeley at Golden Gate on the Tapita. Turf and Tapita, the non-winner's allowance came at 9 furlongs on the grass, same as the San Gabriel. 113 and 114 figures tell me he's par here because last year's winner, it's in the post, got a 112. Brice Blanc rides, and if he runs, El Tori runs like he did his last two, you're going to get the double digits and a nice profit. 7, he will. Can't say anything bad about this horse. 10-20, first or second, 360,000 added. Lost by a nose to Hunt in the grade 2 Seabiscuit at a mile and 16th. Smith has ridden him to a win. A second by a head, a win by a neck, and a second by a nose from his last 6 rides on the horse. And he's got 117 back-to-back figures. 8, it's in the post, won last year, dropping out of grade 1 Breeders' Cup turf. Before that, won the John Henry. The Breeders' Cup turf, of course, is already a key race with Highland Reel coming back in Europe and Hunt coming back to win. He's 3-1. I'll use him in exotics. Not much value for a win bet there. The 5, Tequila Joe, ran second to He Will, beating the neck in the Lure on November 2nd. Pressed the pace to Hollywood Turf Cup and faded to 4. He just didn't want to go a mile and a half. He can run it well here as well, and he was stakes placed last year. He ran 3rd in the American Derby. And the 1, Flamboyant, who won this race in 2016 at 46-1. He's had a pair of thirds recently, including the Hollywood Turf Cup. He might get a piece. But the main play is the 2-headed Torrey, fair odds of 4-1 for a win bet at a place bet 6-1 or more. Consider he will at 3-1 for a second win bet. Number of exact plays here. First, a dollar box, 12578, flamboyant El Torrey, Tequila Joe, he will. It's in the post. And then take he will top and bottom with the 12587 over 1258. Reverse it, 1258 over the 7. And then I'll play he will over everybody for an exacta and all. 7 over all and all over 7. Because I doubt he's going to be good enough odds to bet to win. But definitely El Torrey here. Really appreciate you listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget to check out amwager.com for the written version of 4 of these races on the blog. And amwager.com, a great betting site. Check them out and good luck today.